بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سيد الاستغفار أن يقول العبد: اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على أهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. Still in this last chapter, second last chapter of the kitab, with regard to istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and making tawbah. Yeah, this riwayat is of Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anhum. And in this hadith and in this narration and words of istighfar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said that the king of istighfar. Yesterday we mentioned also the words of istighfar that had come. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And these were also so great words. One of our friends asked that so many words, and they are so beautiful and so wonderful words to seek forgiveness from Allah, and the virtues are so great. So which one to choose? It is just like a person sitting at a dastarkhan, at a meal, and all wonderful meals come, and a person now can't decide what to have and what not to have. Every dish is so delicious and so appealing. Much more than that are the matters of deen. And yesterday's words, which were also called Sayyidul Istighfar, and that is by ulama it has been called. This istighfar that we read today, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said that this is Sayyidul Istighfar, the king of all the istighfar, the greatest words for all istighfar. So these words also we should try and learn and read them, and as we will read in this hadith, every morning and every evening we should read it. They are great virtues, at least once every morning and every evening. Just the words also are greatly valuable, and more than that, if we read it from our heart, that is, we have that conviction in the heart. And if the words and that in the conviction of the heart are together, then that is the greatest. So in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us the words of istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi, that when a person says, a slave of Allah, an yaqul al-abd, and that is, a person realizes within himself, I'm not even fit to be a slave of Allah. I'm absolutely nothing in front of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be presented in front of Allah, he will be like bazaj, like a kid, that is the baby of a goat. Very insignificant, nothing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Fortunate is that person who realizes that in this world already, that what am I in front of Allah? And consequently, he doesn't boast and be arrogant in front of other people also. His self-respect, that remains, of course, on its place. But that he has no haughtiness and pride and holier-than-thou attitude, but he realizes that I'm a very insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma anta rabbi, O Allah, you are my Rabb. And that is in his heart, that you alone, O Allah, nobody else but you. You are my creator, you are my sustainer, you are my nourisher, you are my protector, and it is only to you that I am going to return. When a person makes tawbah in this way, and realizing who Allah Ta'ala is and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, then further, La ilaha illa anta. There is absolutely nothing and nobody else besides you. And a time will come when everything will be destroyed, only Allah will remain. And in fact, if a person realizes that whatever else there is, it is only by Allah. Allah is the only being that is on his own. And we realize this greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And then we negate everything. So much so that a person negates himself. And Buzurgs have written this negation of oneself. A person does not even realize that he negated himself. Not that I have finished myself, but he just doesn't think about that. I'm even nothing. That not even the thought of nothing. I'm just nothing. I'm nothing whatsoever. To reach that, a person has to make effort. And when he presents this in the court of Allah, it is greatly, greatly loved and appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. خَلَقْتَنِي. Oh Allah, it is you that has created me. When a person realizes this also, that how Allah has created this human being, what the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is, and that Allah created me, He gave me this body, He gave me my brains, my eyes, He gave me my heart, everything. Oh Allah, how kind have you not been? And when that is the case, and I transgressed your limits, and I wronged you, and I committed sin, oh Allah, what and who can be ever worse than me? I'm the worst of the worst, and I'm so worse that there is no word to describe me also. وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ, and I'm your mere slave. I'm nothing whatsoever but just a slave. In other words, I worship you. And the true meaning of worship is not just that we dashed into the masjid, made some namaz, and we ran out of the masjid again, but we are subservient to Allah Ta'ala. We totally, in each and everything, not only in ibadat, but even what we called our worldly affairs, in that also we are totally subservient to Allah Ta'ala. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ أَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ. And oh Allah, I'm on that promise, and I'm on that covenant, and on that promise as much as I can. These words also have got great, great significance. The covenant with Allah Ta'ala either refers to when Allah created all the arwah, and they were so tiny, so small, not even the size of an ant, not even the size of a molecule, a proton, a neutron. So very small that with a microscope also you cannot see it. And then Allah presented Himself to them. And He asked, Alastu mi rabbikum? O Allah, O people, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your creator, nourisher, sustainer? At that time we had none of our houses, our family, our shops, our jobs, our income, nothing. And we saw clearly that, oh Allah, you alone are our creator, nourisher. You see to every need of ours. So this covenant that we had made to Allah Ta'ala, we are saying, oh Allah, as much as I can. And in this word, as much as I can, there is also great humility in that word. I don't claim that I'm very strong and I've maintained this promise which I've made, this covenant. Oh Allah, I'm very weak as much as I can. And also, as we say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Oh Allah, I've heard and I obey. غُفْرَانَ, forgive me. I falter so much. All the time I falter. So this meekness of a banda, and this he expresses his inability to fulfill the rights of Allah. Allah loves this very greatly. وَوَعَدِكَ, and the promise that you have made, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who believes in Allah does not associate any partner to Allah Ta'ala and does what he has to do in the rights of Allah, Allah will enter that person into Jannat. So this promise that has been made, I'm firm, I'm on that promise as much as I can. And as much as I can shows also the humility and weakness of a person. When a person submits to Allah Ta'ala in this way, Allah loves it very, very greatly. And then, as we will read in front, how much Allah's forgiveness is for such a person. May Allah let us turn to tawbah and istighfar also. It's a great ibadat, and make it part of our lives, and daily we be firm on that, and in there is only our benefit. Allah does not benefit in us making tawbah, istighfar, or any of our ibadat. It is only for our ibadat. Let us not miss it out in any way whatsoever.